You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time to kick off this new year with our very first local spins of 2019, checking out the West Michigan music scene with John Sinkovich, who is editor and publisher of localspins.com. And John, you're starting us out with some psychedelic rock.
Yeah, happy new year, everybody. I actually love this psychedelic rock movement that's sort of taken over, especially in West Michigan over the last few years. And this band in particular has been kind of a leader. Heaters have been in the Grand Rapids area, released several albums over the last few years. But this most recent album is a little bit different. I think it actually takes a step forward because the vocals are more upfront. There are some melodic pop hooks involved. There's a little bit of an electro pop feel, and it still has that same really engaging psychedelic guitar sound to it.
All right, so let's listen to a track from Heaters right now, and then John's going to tell us why this project was geographically challenging. So, John, what made this project different from earlier Heaters recordings?
Well, one of the key band members, Nolan Krebs, now lives 700 miles away in Montreal, Canada, with the rest of the band in Grand Rapids. So it was pulled together over a long distance in guitarist Ben Tabor's basement. Krebs ended up rolling in for a week to finish up the recording, along with drummer Joshua Korf and multi-instrumentalist Ryan Hagen. But it's still, even despite this long-distance arrangement, I think it really has this driving rock undercurrent and a really nice melodic feel to it. And I think it looks like they're going to be making more strides here in 2019. They're going to book some Michigan shows and looking at the possibility of another European tour.
And over now to an artist and a voice very, very familiar to Stateside listeners and to her huge Michigan fan base. Tell us, who is out with a surprise new EP?
Well, she's billed as the Michigan songbird, at least when she's touring overseas. And of course, everyone is very familiar with Mae Erlewine from Northern Michigan. And this particular project is a little bit of a step in another direction for her. Over the last couple of years, she's put together this band called The Motivations. And while a lot of people are familiar with Mae Erlewine and her Americana and indie folk and kind of country flavor to her music, this particular project is really steeped in that classic soul and R&B kind of dance-hued stuff. And she actually toured behind what she called winter dance parties in December, trying to get people uplifted and out on the dance floor.
You're running, running out. All the lights, all the eyes, all around. Things are faster, getting faster, spinning out. Sometimes the answer's in the dancer, getting down. You're tearing it up, that's what you do.
Everybody loves everything Mae does. What led her in this new direction that is, you know, really different from the Americana and folk music that we know her for?
So she says that she grew up just absolutely mesmerized by the soul singers and everybody from Solomon Burke and Sam Cooke to, you know, the Michigan legends and Motown and Diana Ross and the Temptations and Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder. And she really felt that this was an appropriate time to try to uplift people. She brought in an all-star band with Max Lockwood, Michael Shimmon, Phil Berry, Eric Kuhn, and Mike Lynch and Terrence Massey. And it really has been, it took off immediately. It became like the number one song played on the community radio station WYCE here for the month of December, even though it was only released in December. And she really has already been nominated for several Jammy Awards, which recognize local and regional artists.
How about upcoming shows?
So she is going to be playing on Friday night at the Howell Opera House in Howell, and then on Monday at Rare Bird Brew Pub in Traverse City. But then she heads overseas to the United Kingdom for a tour that runs from January 18th through January 26th, and I'm sure people will eat her up over there in the UK as well.
And now we move over to some guitar work. Tell us about this artist.
So Justin Waringa is someone I've known for many years, but mostly as a sideman. He's played for a number of different artists that are familiar to West Michigan audiences. Hannah Rose and the Gravestones, Justin Avdic's Underground Circus, Cosmic Knot, and others. And he always provides these amazing textures and really cool guitar sounds to a wide variety of genres. But this time around, he decided he was going to release a solo album. And it's a lot of songs that he's been writing since he was a teenager, as a matter of fact. And so his first solo album, which is titled Walking Like He Knows Something, really is chock full of instrumental gems. This guy is a real true guitar talent, and he's interested in rock, folk, bluegrass, funk, country, you name it.
And here's a track called Smoked Trout. Absolutely love that name. What a great name. And that is Justin Waringa from Walking Like He Knows Something. I guess when you talk about the musical genres in this album, it is proof that somebody who's a gifted guitar player can just work it any direction.
Especially because he's really into vintage and custom gear, so he's always searching for the right sound for his projects, and I think that's really helped him sort of expand his boundaries and be able to sort of tackle almost anything. And he's joined on this particular album by longtime musical comrades, Justin Avdic on bass and Mario Copeland on drums, and I think that musical camaraderie that they've got really shows off in this particular album.
And Grand Rapids fans have a chance to actually catch him at the Kentwood District Library.
Yeah, he plays a show Wednesday, January 9 here in the Grand Rapids area with Justin Avdic and Eric Englade at the Kentwood District Library, and he's working to set up some shows with his trio later this winter.
John Sinkovich bringing us some of the new music to start off the year in West Michigan music. You can check it all out by going to localspins.com. Happy New Year, John. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks.